Now, Baby Basics Billericay was set up in April 2021 by Revival Church Billericay to serve families in our area. Jane Robb from Baby Basics Billericay is with me now to talk about their aims to support struggling new mothers and families. Welcome, Jane.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for coming along today. We last saw you about four years ago when Baby Basics Billericay had only been up and running a few months. So first, can you remind us of the aims of Baby Basics Billericay?
Yeah, absolutely. So Baby Basics Billericay is part of a network of baby banks that belong to Baby Basics UK. So we're part of a much bigger national picture, but we operate as an individual project, and our heart is to make sure that there are no babies, young children in our area that are going without the essential things, essential clothing particularly, and to support their mothers.
Yeah, wonderful. It sounds really good. I'm really amazed with the stuff that you do. But how does it all work? To start with, where do you get all the supplies from?
Well, we have got an incredible community. So we take in pre-loved but good quality, really important, baby clothes. So newborn, 0 to 3 months. Ideally, if they can be freshly washed, that's fantastic. If not, we've got a team of people who will wash them. We get toiletries occasionally in from people, but we also do grant funding, or I do grant funding, so that we can then buy the other items that we need. So it's a collaboration between the community, really, and then getting grant funding in from, can be local government, can be charities that specifically give out monies for vulnerable families.
That's wonderful. So what sort of items do you supply? You did mention some of them there, didn't you?
But, so for the babies, we provide what we call a new Moses Basket Starter Pack. Right. And in that is everything you'd need for a newborn baby. There's baby grows, there's vests, there's outfits, there's cardigans, there's blankets, muslins, booties, hats, all the bits and pieces you would need for a newborn baby up to 3 months. And then we also give the mums a brand new change bag that contains essential toiletries for both the mum and for the baby. So things like for babies, head-to-toe wash, nappies, nappy cream, nappy sacks, cotton wool, those things that actually can cost quite a lot of money. And if you're, if you're struggling, they're essential items, but they can actually become luxury items in those circumstances.
Sure. Yeah. So who's eligible for help and how do they access it?
Well, we are a referral-based service. Right. So it is those professionals and charities working with vulnerable mums that can refer in to us. So health visitors, social workers, midwives, domestic abuse advisors, charities working with vulnerable families, things like the British Red Cross, Parents First Essex, which is very active in our county, food banks, all of those kind of places can refer into us. And if they refer, we just need to know very briefly why they're referring in. It could be somebody's fleeing domestic abuse.
Right.
It could be they are struggling financially. It could be it's a single mom, asylum seeker, refugee, somebody who's struggling with their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We don't then ask any more questions. If the professional thinks they need the things, then we will provide them.
Right. So individuals can't really come straight to you. They have to come through some sort of agency.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then those people that have referred to us, they come and pick up. So it means that the vulnerable families don't have to try and find their way to us, because some of them are as far away as Thurrock and Grays.
Right.
Makes it easier for them.
Well, you mentioned your volunteers earlier. You're run by a small team of dedicated volunteers. Could you do with more help?
We're actually okay at the moment. Occasionally, I have people messaging me and saying, are you in need of volunteers at the moment? And if I'm not, I put them on a little waiting list. But we're actually fine at the moment. We've got quite a small area that we work out of. So too many volunteers is actually a little bit of a hindrance. So we're good at the moment. We've got about 10, 12 volunteers, and that's sufficient for the number of referrals that we're getting in at the moment.
Yeah, nice. Okay. You hit a bit of a snag last year, didn't you? Back in April, the storage area of Baby Basics Billericay and its supplies were damaged in a fire. How did that impact on the service you give, and how did you manage to rebuild it up again?
Well, we were completely wiped out. The fire, it was an arson attack. And it took out the back of the building where we were. So everything was completely ruined. Nothing could be reused. And we thought, that's the end of it, really. Yeah, yeah. And then a local businessman contacted me the night of the fire. Something was put out on Facebook to say we are closed until further notice. And he contacted me and said, I've got an office if you need it. You know, contact me in the morning. So I contacted him, popped down to see him. And in the process of the conversation, he said, what do you need to get started again? And I was still reeling from what we'd been through.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I don't know whether we are. And he went, you need to, because you're needed in the community. So within 24 hours, we had an Amazon wish list that was put out on our Facebook page. And then he did he was actually the chairman of Billericay, I think it's Business Association.
Okay.
And they collected a substantial amount of money for us and bought a huge amount of stuff off of our wish list. So within 2 weeks, we were back up and taking referrals in again.
Fantastic.
And the local community were providing items for us. They were doing little collections down their street. Some people set up sort of GoFundMe pages. It was just incredible, the support that we got for our community. So the volunteers were like, well, then we have to get this up and running again. Within 2 weeks, as I say, we were taking referrals again. And we've never been busier. Our referral rates have risen incredibly over the last 18 months.
Really? Yeah. Are we allowed to know who this businessman was and what his business is? Can you give him a shout out or not?
I can. It was Richard Rothen from Umbar Rothen in Billericay.
That's wonderful.
And the other businesses
around
the area
who
were just incredible.
Well, what an amazing response.
I know. It was really humbling, actually, to think that people really cared, because you think, are we making a difference? And even a number of our referrers, when they saw it, they contacted us and said, how can we help? Because we need your service to be up and running again. Yeah. So,
Well, and all this was started off really by yourself, wasn't it?
It was, back in, it was September of 2020. So pandemic year. And I worked in the NHS. And so life was very busy for me. And also my husband and I lead a church. So we were trying to navigate church through all of that with people's individual issues. Mm. And I just really sensed God say to me one day that he wanted me to start a baby bank. And I was like, well, when's that going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, time is precious, but it wouldn't leave me. And so I know enough from my journey of faith that when God says to do something, he will enable us to do it. And so the rest, as they say, is history, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had an amazing team of people from church who volunteered, and we have people from outside church who volunteer as well. So it's just been an incredible journey of saying yes and then being able to help those really vulnerable families.
Absolutely.
Knowing somebody cares makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think you should take a bit of credit too, you know. Now, I kind of interrupted you, but you were saying that there's been a big increase over the years in demand. I mean, can you give us some sort of idea of a measure of that?
Yeah, I can give you some figures. So back in, let's say, the year before last, so 2023, we helped 111 children.
Right.
Last year, it was 155 children. Mm. And already this year, so we're in August, it's 133 children.
Right.
So I think part of it is because there is more need in our community now, I think, than there was. And I think also because people know us, when a professional has used us and they see what the families get, then they will come back again. So I think it's a combination of things.
Does it take up a lot of your time personally?
Yes, it does. Does. I now sort of coordinate the whole project. So I'm doing the grant funding as well as managing the volunteers and all of that. But I love it.
Very rewarding.
Absolutely. It's just a great thing to know that we are supporting some families in some really vulnerable times. Showing them love. We will never meet them, but they know somebody cares. And I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. All right, let's get on to some practical things. Where are you? Where are you located, and where can people drop donations or collect items from?
Well, we are located in Billericay High Street. It's called Chantry House, so it's 8 to 10 High Street. So it's down near the crossroads end of the high street, opposite end to Waitrose, sort of station end of the high street. And we're open on Friday mornings for donations between 9:30 and 11:30.
Okay. And how can people contact you if they'd like to help out or find out more?
So we have got an email address, billerickybabybasics@gmail.com. Okay. That's the best way to contact us.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we'll get all that on our website later on and spread it around social media.
Love that.
What a fantastic scheme, especially to help people who are struggling with a new family in these difficult times. Thank you for the good work that you and your volunteers do, making a real difference in our local community. Would you like to give your volunteers a mention?
I would. They are an amazing group of people. They make it fun. We have good fun when we're together. And it wouldn't be possible without them. So thanks, everyone. You make a world of difference to so many different people.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, everyone. Thanks very much, Jane, and keep up the good work. Well done.
Will do. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Brilliant.